Well, Arkansas really does find itself in a much better position than the overall U.S. economy right now. Our unemployment rate is substantially lower. Our state finances are in much, much better condition. And so even though we're suffering relative to where we were a few years ago, Arkansas really is a shining star, in fact, in economic performance during this horrible downturn.
All things being relative?
All things being relative. So when you compare us to us, of course, things aren't going nearly as well as they were during the boom times. But we find ourselves swinging up as the national economy swings up. We're not lagging behind in any way, shape, or form. And Arkansas is really poised to come out of this recession strong, again, because we didn't get hurt quite as badly.
Any idea when that happens?
Well, basically, when you look at employment growth right now, we're pretty flat. So July of 2010, employment looks a lot like July of 2009. And flat may not seem exciting, but it's great when you're comparing it to decreases. And we've had substantial percentage decreases, and this really is a change. So we do expect to see economic growth in the state and in the country, and employment growth in the state and in the country in the coming months, right now. But it's not going to be so strong that we see our unemployment rate fall quickly either in the nation or in Arkansas.
But again, holding steady.
Steady is better than falling off a cliff. This is the message of the day.
Conversation not only about the present during this session, but also the future. Accelerate Arkansas was a participant.
That's right. Accelerate Arkansas is a group of statewide volunteers who have the mission of raising the per capita income in Arkansas to the national average per capita income. And when you think about that, it's kind of a trite statement, but it would make a tremendous difference to a tremendous number of lives in terms of having a standard of living equal to that of the average United States citizen. It would mean a lot more tax revenue, a lot more ability to make the investments in infrastructure that we need. And again, it would just mean that folks were generally better off.
We know that it would be better for the state. Can we get there?
Well, in fact, we're making great strides. For many years, Arkansas ranked 49th in per capita income when you put the states together. And over the last couple of years, we have clawed our way to 45th. Part of that is because we have made substantial efforts, particularly in the areas of education, trying to get our population up to a more reasonable percentage of folks with bachelor's and higher degrees, and we've been working on a pre-K through 12 education as well. And then part of that is because the nation as a whole has suffered so badly. So we gained ground because they lost a little bit of ground. But in any case, 45th is different than 49th.
College degrees, the percentage of Arkansans with college degrees, you hear elected office holders, those who want to be elected office holders, talking about this a lot. That also came up in conversation. Discussions about a skills mismatch, not having enough people to do the jobs that are going to pay better wages.
I think the most striking example of this is at the national level, actually. At the national level, we have unemployment of 8.3 million right now. 8.3 million people don't have jobs. We have job openings for 5 million people right now. Ready, take the job, go do it. Why on earth would such a condition exist? Well, it's that the folks who are unemployed don't have the right skill sets to jump right into those 5 million available jobs. And so it's a real tragedy. I mean, to think about the wasted potential right now. And today's event was about making sure that we mitigate these kind of mismatches in the future.
Yeah, there was a statistic that something like by 2018, studies suggest that 63% of jobs will require college education. Right now, about 18% of Arkansans
have a degree. That's exactly right. Where we have not made the gains that we want to see, we still rank 49th in terms of adults with bachelor's degrees or higher. And so I call this a two-front war. In fact, because we have to simultaneously raise the level of education of our labor force while attracting the jobs that will allow them to stay within the state. And you can't do just one or the other. It's a bit of a chicken and an egg problem. You can't get the industries because the labor force is not skilled correctly to serve them. You can't have the labor force grow if you don't have opportunities for the best and brightest to stay. Yes, it's a slog. Yes, it's going to take a long time, but you keep fighting away at both fronts.
Reason to be optimistic about it?
Definitely reason to be optimistic. I think the thing that came from today's program most strongly was just how many programs in different parts of all over the state, not just in the big metropolitan areas, are aimed at getting our young people interested in science, technology, and math. Not that all jobs in the future will be science, technology, and math jobs, but those skills will allow them to be flexible. They're the minimum things you need in order to get into college and achieve a college degree. And the high knowledge-based jobs are going to be where a real opportunity lies in the future. The good news is, again, we're attacking this again and again and again all over the state.
Obviously, unemployed people are 18 and older, trying to find more education, better training. But I guess overall in the state's future, you want to start with people that are 5, 6 years old?
Well, you have to get kids interested in science and math from day one, so even pre-K. You need to make it interesting and relevant to their lives. And so some of the programs we heard about today talked about outdoor classrooms and gardens that you find at schools, things that make science tangible. In fact, we economists try to get economics into everyday mathematics because these are real-world problems that are interesting, and you see a way that math is going to be relevant to your life. And so there are lots of these programs around the state that are aimed at grabbing kids day one, getting them interested in science and math, so that they have the inspiration to keep going on, make great new discoveries, and increase the knowledge base.
Is there any way to measure if there are schools that do have outdoor classrooms or do get kids interested in gardens or economics, that those students will eventually outperform?
Well, we were looking a lot today at proficiency scores on, you know, at the different grade levels, how many folks are scoring proficient, below proficient, advanced, whatever may be. And so you can see the correlation in the high quality schools and the schools that are adopting these kind of programs and then their outcomes on the standardized tests.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.